However, clinical utility of something does not just depend on its ability to discriminate. It also depends on what you do with that information afterwards, and in particular the benefit-risk characteristics of any intervention you make based on the test. And you know, if you have a benefit-risk characteristic that's sort of low, then you want a better discriminating test. But even where discrimination is limited and prediction is limited, risk stratification may in fact be useful. And as I've mentioned, even with cardiovascular risk models, the discrimination is not great, but they're widely used, for example, for identifying people to offer cholesterol-lowering therapy to, as an example.